Mr. President, allow me first to congratulate you upon your assumption of the first city presidents in 2021. We are pleased to see that the new P6 approach chosen last year proved helpful and is now continued. Austria fully supports the efforts of Belgium together with the other P6 members, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cameroon, Canada, and Chile, and wishes you every success. Austria fully aligns itself with the statement of the EU. But I would like to add a few comments in my national capacity. During these times of a global pandemic, even more than in regular times, it is our shared responsibility to demonstrate that multilateralism matters. In our interconnected world, many of today's challenges have global impact, and global challenges need global solutions. Despite the urgent need for easing tensions and for trust and confidence building, we are witnessing a worrying erosion of the arms control architecture, coupled with increased investments in armaments, modernization efforts, also in the nuclear field, the developments of new, previously unthinkable weapons, as well as new means, methods, and areas of warfare. As an urgent matter of credibility, it is high time for the CD to demonstrate that this forum is ready to work and fulfill its negotiating mandate on the issues entrusted by the international community. Mr. President, in times of increased geopolitical tensions, the need to advance on the issues on the CD agenda becomes even more urgent. Nuclear weapons continue to hang like a Damocles sword over the existence of humanity. Given the associated risks of the catastrophic humanitarian consequences, we have no time to waste. Simply waiting is neither an option nor a strategy. For this truly global issue, we are all called upon to act within our respective possibilities. Austria is very encouraged by this week's entry into force of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. We hope that this new reality will contribute to create further momentum towards the total elimination of nuclear weapons, a global objective already evoked by the first General Assembly resolution more than 75 years ago. Mr. President, we thank you for the draft package proposal that was circulated well ahead of the meeting and serves as a welcome sign of transparency, consistency, and predictability. We appreciate that you are building upon the 2020 work of this body, and we look forward to the 2021 CD session. We will fully support the P6 in their endeavors to agree a program of work and explicitly welcome the draft that is on the table. Austria encourages others to demonstrate political will also in support of the CD and its important issues of international security. Mr. President, it is also time to look at the challenges and opportunities that we face with the aim to reinvigorate substantive work towards concrete negotiations, which regrettably have not been possible in this forum for 25 years. Let me once again thank Australia for their efforts and the useful paper they submitted last year. We wish to highlight Austria's continued will to explore ways of how the CD can become more operational and effectively contribute to enhancing international security. Progress in disarmament is in all our interests. History has shown us the powerful impact disarmament measures and agreements have had on improving the security environment and lowering of tensions. Disarmament will continue to be a top priority for Austria. Gender equality, as well as looking at the impact of weapons through a gender lens, remains also a global priority in our actions. The inclusion of youth, civil society, academia, industry, and research institutions could also be beneficial for our discussions. While Austria will elaborate in more detail on issues pertaining to nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation, allow me as a matter of urgency to echo others and call for the swift extension of the New START treaty before its expiration. We would welcome negotiations on a broader follow-up agreement. 2021 will be an important year in the field of disarmament and non-proliferation. My delegation is hopeful that this year can also be an important year for the CD after a long winter, if the conference cooperatively can agree to take real steps forward towards finally fulfilling its negotiating mandate. Unfortunately, after more than 20 years of uninterrupted participation by Cyprus as an observer, we vehemently oppose the Turkish decision to object Cyprus' request once again. Likewise, we oppose the decision of Iran to oppose the participation of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Such objections stand contrary to the basic principles of multilateralism and are highly regrettable. We fully support the right of these UN member states to participate as observers in the work of the CD. Mr. President, before concluding, allow me to seize this opportunity and warmly invite all delegates to participate in a high-level online event jointly organized by the core group members tomorrow at 2 p.m., marking the entry into force of the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. I thank you very much for your attention.